On the show today, we have Twin Star Credion's very own Travis Millar talking about how the Credion developed an account payable process using Laserfish forms, which helped them streamline their accounting operations. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CE Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Travis Millar from Twin Star Credit Union in the great state of Washington. How are you? How are you, Travis?
About as well as I can hope for it.
Thank you. I think we're all in the same boat as well, just taking it one day at a time. And glad to hear, we were talking before the recording that things are getting a little bit better in your neck of the woods. And I think there's a few hot spots throughout the country, but I think we're all getting through this as best as we can for now. So anyway, but we want to talk about something really cool that you guys are doing with MVI, Laserfish, the accounts payable process using Laserfish forms, which helps them streamline, helps your credit union streamline your accounting operation. So tell me about this process. How does it work? And then how did it, and then the second part of that question is, how did it help you guys throughout the pandemic as people were working remotely?
Right. So the accounts payable process is a culmination of a bunch of different things that we have access to at Twin Star. And so, first of all, to back up just a little bit, we use Laserfish and MVI as our enterprise content management system. And it's a whole host of different applications. So MVI specializing in using Laserfish for credit unions and small financial institutions gives us a suite of tools that we can use to digitize the whole process, whereas before it was very paper heavy with a lot of things flying back and forth. Our mail cubbies were very full before, and now they're not. So so what we do is we use something called Laserfish Forms, which is a web UI that allows users to very easily input data, upload attachments and that kind of thing. And it's a user-friendly way for our employees to access Laserfish. Laserfish being, you know, a very robust enterprise content management platform, it has a lot of capabilities, but there's a bit of a steeper learning curve in being able to use it. And so we can combine Laserfish housing these invoices and stuff and doing a lot of the back-end work combined with SQL storing this data, and then forms delivering it to the end user. And so what it's meant is that people out there, such as myself, who have to approve invoices, whereas before it was like, okay, you get it in the mail, I'm going to stamp it, I'm going to sign off on it, I'm going to print a little thing to put on top of it and interoffice it to somebody, and then maybe in a few weeks it'll be paid. Now I get an email in my inbox, and there's a little URL. It launches Laserfish Forms, and then loaded inside there, we have an iframe with a picture of the invoice. I can look at it and say, yep, that's the one, everything is correct. And then I hit approve, and that's it. I have the option to change the general ledger account that it might come from, reallocate funds, or say, okay, well, we actually split this project with IT, so I'm going to add them in here so that we pay for half. And they pay.
Oh, okay.
And that's where SQL comes into play, because SQL then talks to our core system, which does you know, all of the actual accounting. That's what our accountants use, is our core system, Symitar. And just by me using the simple web form and hitting submit, everything happens behind the scenes and stuff gets taken care of.
Very nice. And now the second part of that question, bringing it to, because it sounds like it already helped you guys out hugely prior to the pandemic, but now the pandemic hits, how did it guys help you out during that time, especially as people are working remotely?
Yeah, the big thing is that people can do this from any device.
Yeah.
Forms is also, it's got a mobile component to it. So, you know, a lot of the people that are in the positions to be approving invoices also get emails on their phones, or they have their laptops, and they can just do it from wherever they are, which is pretty incredible. It really came in handy.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So how did you guys develop this process using this program that's part of your credit union's Laserfish ECM and in conjunction with MBI and its development team? So how did you guys kind of develop this whole thing? Because it sounds pretty cutting edge here, pardon the 90s term.
So yeah, no worries. It is it's really been a group effort. And I've had the great benefit of being able to use it in the end, but there's been a lot of hard work that's gone into it from a bunch of different people. We have a really talented development team. Maxwell Beckles here at TwinStar is a really talented programmer. He's a whiz with SQL and Scimitar and Laserfish. And so he was able to work with MVI. MVI, you know, Millennial Vision, they specialize in credit unions. And so they don't just know Laserfish as an enterprise content management system, but they know credit unions, which really helps. Yeah. Because, you know, when you go to, like, say, the Laserfish conference, and you've got all sorts of different industries, healthcare and government, and then to have our own little pocket of people that know not just banking, but credit unions really helps a lot. And so we were able to work with MVI to first of all, just learn what we had available to us, because we haven't had Laserfish all that long. We recently migrated from another imaging system 7 or 8 years ago. And so just having the expertise on hand and having a team that was able to actually work with us on a level that they understood and that we understood was really helpful.
Yeah.
And, you know, Laserfish itself is a huge company with tons of employees, whereas MVI is a more manageable outfit. You know, they're based out of Utah. Their team is not hundreds of people. It's a couple dozen, I think. And so you get to know these people on a first name basis, and you can just, you know, you can call somebody up, you can call up Cameron at MVI and say, hey, this is the thing that we run into with this. And having that kind of rapport really helped you move things along.
Yeah, no doubt. And like any industry, you know, credit industry has its own processes and procedures and language and stuff like that. And like you said, it's great to have people in your corner that know those processes and procedures and language and all that type of stuff. So that, I'm sure that's a huge help, especially, I mean, when you call them up, say, hey, this is this is TwinStar. We need your help. Oh, yeah, yeah, we know what you're all about. So that's a big feather in your cap for sure. Hey, moving along here, can you tell us about the power of using workflows in your day-to-day operations to help streamline your business processes in this area?
Yeah, so and when we talk about workflow, there's the proper noun, and then there's the general term workflow, right? Because workflow can mean just a business process.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Workflow in a more specific sense with a capital W is a Laserfish product. And it's kind of the glue that holds everything together. When I click that button in Laserfish Forms, it's going to launch a workflow, and that workflow is actually going to go into our imaging system, and it's going to pull invoices and move them around and update metadata and stuff like that. And so when you want to bridge these gaps between processes or between our core system, Scimitar, and our imaging system, or DocuSign or things like that, workflow comes in to tie it all together and pull from things. And so we've been able to use workflow and then use MVI's expertise in automating things that previously took up a lot of time. So besides just holding processes together, they can also do things like when we have members that need to change their account number. Before, when we had a big file vault, we'd say, okay, well, their account number was this, it's now this, let's go pull the file, and then we're gonna use a label maker, and we're gonna write in the new account number and put it back up on the shelf. And then, okay, well, now we have an imaging system, and these people have a new account number, so let's do a search for all their old stuff, and then we'll go through, and then we'll plug in the new account number for all their metadata. Well, what workflow can do is it can pull information via SQL from our core system, and it can say, okay, well, these are the new account numbers. We're going to automatically conduct a search for them, and we're going to automatically append all these account numbers so that these members that have had their account number changed can still access their documents via either account number. So a process that was reliant on somebody doing that every single day just runs every night, and we get a report that it's done. That's it.
That's so cool. That's so cool. I almost got stuck when you said label maker. I'm like, what? That's straight out of the 70s. Love the label maker. Who doesn't love the label maker? Hey, what other things are you guys currently using at TwinStar relative to Laserfish and with forms, workflows, business processes, all that type of stuff? What other things are you using it for?
There's quite a bit. There's those things that run behind the scenes, you know. But we're always trying to take a look at processes that could be digitized. And so what I've done, I came in as the ECM supervisor a couple of years ago. And one of the roles of my little area is we take incoming documents from around the credit union and we file them. Before, years and years ago, it was filing them in a file vault, and now it's filing them into Laserfish. And so the approach we've taken is, rather than trying to just automate like the scanning of documents that we get from all of our branch network or from all of our corporate departments, we can look at the source of those documents, and we can go out and say, okay, well, we're getting a lot of Visa expense summaries that people have to staple envelopes to and then send via inner office. So sure, we could just have a better scanning process for those, but what we could do is just digitize the whole thing from beginning to end. And that's the one that we've done recently, where we've used electronic signature to compile receipts and Visa expense summaries and move them along through the approval process rather than relying on inner office envelopes and that kind of thing.
Very nice.
But we have a long way still to go, but we've been able to do some cool things, you know, both back office and with our member-facing staff to just digitize processes from the beginning rather than apply band-aid solutions.
Yeah, and overall, the benefit to your credit union is what? I guess increased efficiency. Mm-hmm. It sounds like efficiency is the key word here, right? Or yes. what other benefits has it brought you guys?
Well, one thing that speaks to me personally is the sustainability aspect. I'm lucky enough to serve some other roles in the credit union, like the employee transportation coordinator, where my whole job is to encourage people to take the bus to work or carpool versus driving by themselves. And so that's always been a strong passion of mine, is minimizing impact. And so being able to say that we've, you know, reduced paper usage is a big thing, or, you know, we've minimized the physical footprint that we've had on site at the credit union or at our offsite storage. So having those kind of tangible benefits to say, okay, well, we were taking up 10 aisles in our file vault with paper that were constantly pulling in and putting back, we've got that down to one at this point now.
Oh, nice.
And so that's really motivating, so that we can see, okay, we had all this before and now it's down to almost nothing.
That's so cool. And kind of closing out here, what advice do you have for other credit unions out there who might be on the fence with something like this? I mean, anything that you can say, hey, you know what, you should probably dive in head first, because it'll obviously it's saving you a ton of time, a ton of space, lots of labor, and you don't have to use a label maker anymore. So there's just so much upside here, it sounds like.
Just ask for help, because it's out there. Having a great Laserfish reseller like MBI who speaks the credit union language is wonderfully helpful. And then working for a credit union in this whole spirit of cooperation is great, because not only do we work together as a financial institution, we can go to our neighbors, other credit unions in the area, to see what they're doing.
Yep.
And MBI has other clients in the area that we can talk to. We can get together with other Laserfish users. So usually the wheel doesn't need to be reinvented, because for everything that we've done, we've been able to find that somebody out there has done something similar. And oftentimes they're more than willing to talk about it.
That's the beauty of credit unions. We can talk to each other and share and care and all that good stuff. The power of collaboration. Very cool stuff, Travis. Anything else to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom here, Travis? Anything for the future you guys have in store with this?
Oh, gosh.
am I going to open a can of worms here?
Yeah, as much as I'd love to say something profound, I'll just reiterate that I'm grateful to be in the position that I'm in, and I'm grateful to work for a credit union, because it's just like you said, it's an approach to banking that is much more wholesome and sustainable, and I'm glad I can really get behind it and talk the talk and walk the walk.
Good stuff for sure. All right, Travis, I'll let you get back to work because you're probably up to your earlobes and stuff to do. So we want to be respectful of your time. But thank you so much for your time today and all this great information that other folks can use and use to their benefit. I mean, again, the power of collaboration. Other credit unions can hear this and go, hey, let's check that out. And we can benefit from that as well. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Indeed, sir. All right, Travis, be well, be safe, and look forward to chatting again down the road.
Take care.